Beginnt kein Dach, ein Sechtes beim Metzir, da von Lame, da, beginnt am Bezi, und das macht, beginnt sich machen, aber Chaz war immer, and then he goes back and he says, you know, any Mishal, I'm not going to pay. Now, what's the Lacha? Me and me, how do we say that he's backing out? Or not? Mekam Mekir Rebbein Tam, Mekir Rebbein Tam proves, that Im Omer Lacha Beirem, someone says to his friend, Yishava Vitol, he says, look, swear and take. Koidim Shenishba. So before he actually swears, so Yochalav's boy. So then he could back out. Well, I mean, he could say, "Ashevei b'lo yishalom." You know, I'm going to swear, I'm not going to pay. Like we see this idea of, that you could be a chazav amar ein mishalom, as we're here in the Devar Maschil. Now, perik yishnoichel in the Gemara Babastav Kof Chesam and Alv, the Amar that the Gemara says, "Avdi ginavto, you stole my slave." Hello, man. This guy says, "No, at mechartali, you sold him to me." V'taydcha yishav v'tol. If you want, you could swear and take. Finish when he swears. Okay, and Yochalav's boy, he can't back out. So, Loi Goros Nishba B'Leivav. Because it's not, he swears without a vav. The Mashma, which that would sound like Shabbat Korch Yishava. Nishma is that, okay, he has to, not Nishma, and that he does. It sounds like that he has to swear. Which we're saying that that's not true. Because you could back out. Bishwitz Adiyonim, Shwitz Tav Lamates, Amen Aleph, Dama, the Gemara says, Im Amar, Eni Nishba. If someone says, I'm not going to swear. So the words of the Gemara, Plik Nois Meyad, we will let him go right away. So it says, Leike Perish Rashi, not like Rashi says, Shapoit Noisoi, that you let him go, Lefishen Yachalach Zaboy, because he can't back out anymore. No, it's not true, because we said you could back out. The Yashleimer, in other words, it means to say, is Misalka Nois Mebezn, we just remove him from court, because he's Baish, and he should be embarrassed, Lang Zaboy, Meshavaya, to come back and say, you know what, I will swear. Now, Miu, however, that was originally what Rabbi Natam said. However, Shulfish Rabbi Natam Mitshuva Achas, in a response, Rabbi Natam actually retracted and he says, the Shabbat Sina Nishba B'Leiva. Now, it actually is that the Gears is Nishba. And Vishal Vakarcha, because he has to swear. Vodam Minim Perigza Bardistigma says, Nednav Chavdalma Beis, Gabi, regarding the case of Nemnalai Abba Vavicha. My father is trusted. Your father is trusted. The machlekes is la'achig mardin. After the verdict has been handed down, abakamig mardin. But before the verdict was handed down, tira kol yochalach zibay. Everyone agrees you can back out. Hachol be here. I feel a koyin shenishba. Even before he swears, in yochalach zibay, he cannot back out. Why? The kibush kibulav l'shalim. Since he accepted to pay im yishabu zeshikenegdoi, if the other person is going to swear, abakamay la'achig mardin. It's like after the, it was already done deal. And here the way it says that Mahada Kohadebe, oh, that he retracts, it's not that he could back out, but he can't back out. Ella, that was the whole point Rabbi Natam, this way he proved from the words of Mahada Kohadebe. No, you can't, Rabbi Natam retracted, you cannot back out. Ella Reitza Hulachsa, it just means he wants to back out. Abish Ein Yochel, even though he cannot back out. And therefore, for the makna kefela, and therefore, he's not going to transfer to him the rights to the kefel. Simply because he's making him go back to court. Like the Gemara says shortly, this idea on the flamenheim et al. Who the afkid kipi, where the Gemara mentions this idea, because it makes him go through the tirchel. Kaikav neika beperk yeshneichlin gomar bebastav kofam mechazav et al. But the ishtik, in fact, he's quiet. Kenin requires it. From there he screams to end. What does that mean? Pirish. It just means he wants to back up. But not that he can actually back out. And that's what Agamar means over here. But you're right. You can't back out. And not like the way Rabbi Natam said that someone says to his friend, he shoved a toll before he swears he can back out. No, you can't. Next test must begin with the Gemara. Rabbi Shalom. Someone says, I'll pay. Omeis, and he dies. And his sons say, we're not going to pay. So that's the most question. This is tame. It's a wonder because hey, chishalom, lebnei hanifkad. How are you going to pay to the sons of the shomer kefil? But ha'ino the moish knas lebanav. A person cannot bequeath a penalty which are kefil to his children. Kedinan bereish perik nashin. The gemara ksubas off my mouth on the days, and therefore, says it finds it difficult. What's even the gemara's entertaining here in the question? Next test must begin. The gemara shomen ish of if someone borrows from a woman. And he pays it to her husband. What's the halacha? So Pesach Rashi explains, we're talking about parah minichzim milug. We're talking about a cow from her nichzim milug, which is the halacha shekeren shalom. The principal is how the payers labal, and the payers belong to the husband. And then he pays the cow to the husband. That was the question. Do we say that since the principal is not the husband's, it's not really a tashlumen, and it does not require the kaif? Well, maybe that since he's a betrapas on the chasim, and he's the pairs, he is the baal, and it would be considered a tashlumen. So it says, Rekashah, difficult, because the mai kabay. What's the question? Okay, shol parm and the isha, when a person borrows from a woman, kilo shol hapiris ma baal, so it's like as if he borrowed the produce from the husband, kashilma par la baal, and when he pays back the part to the husband, kilo shilma keren la isha, it's as if he paid the principal to the woman. So what's the question? So you could answer is shashim la baal chel koi. The truth is no, of course. If it was just as is, Taisa says it's understood that when you pay the part to the husband, it's like as if you pay the principal to the woman. Because that's their relationship. That's how they function. So rather you could answer that he paid the husband only his portion. Like it was worth for the payers, and he didn't pay the principal. And Tosi explains, he says, that's worse than the case we spoke about of paying one of the partners his portion, because the husband is shilom karen, there at least you're paying the principal, here it's no principal at all. But so he says, but this is pushing in regards to interpretation. So he says, the actual verse we could explain is, shalom and isha, what's the case of borrowing from a woman? When she was single, at that point, everything was hers, the principal and the payers. But this is when she got married, now he's paying the payers to the husband. Meaning, even if you're giving it all to the woman, given that this is the one she's married, he's getting the payers, like it is for Nechsim Alog. And you're not really paying back to her, which was what it was originally when she was single. Kenisha Shashala Kishi Penuya. So to the other case, when a woman borrows when she was single, and this she gets married, Shaman she pays back, it's really the husband paying that pays Shalai, because it's his pairs, that's the Gemara's question. Now, Birivon Pirish Rivon explains, Shaman Isha, for woman borrows, Umesa, and she dies, Vishilim Labal, and he pays to the husband. Now, what's the halacha? Meaning, the film Tim Tzolem, even if you're going to say the Shim Labanim, that when you pay to the children, Kanak, failure, you acquire the Kevil, Shim Nichlusid Abun, because it's pleasing for the father. Of a Baal, but you're the husband, like Chayish, Nichlusid, you're not concerned for what's pleasing for the woman. And the Lishna, the Me'akshav, and Isha in the Chasa Abala. What Tais is addressing is regarding the two lishnas of on the medallah that how does kefil work? Is it when it gets stolen from now, or is it at that point? So what's bothering Tesis is that according to the one that says that it's then. So you could say that the husband is not making the kefil because he's not concerned for what was pleasing that was done for his wife. According to the first version, that's me'achshav, comes out that the woman was making the kefil. So who cares that she died and they paid to the husband? That's what Tosfos is saying, that since the Baal are making the kefil, that's because it's pleasing to them to be confident in the principle, but the woman is not concerned on her husband and she's not making the kefil on the condition that her husband should be confident with receiving the care. That's what they're saying. That listen to me, Achshav, Isha in a chasa baal is not concerned for her husband. Can Isha shashalo mesa? So too, if the other way, if a woman borrowed and she died, but she and baal, the husband paid up. Afila and mafkid, maknik feila the bnei nifkid. Even if you say that the mafkid will be maknik feila to the sons of the nifkid, the one who's watching, shundarachem lahu, because he has compassion on the shemabon because of their father. Avlo maknik lulu baal. But a man will not be marked to the husband from Ishtisha Mesa because of the wife that died. And that was the Gemara's question specifically regarding the woman. Next test might begin the Gemara, Shema Yitzhallah HaPakadim. Maybe the lender is going to, if the borrower is going to swear, the lender is going to produce the Pakadim and show, hey, you know, it's not true what he's saying. Which Pesach Rashi explains. So, what's the concern with that? Be Absalom Le'edus Lishvu is going to invalidate him for testimony and for an oath. So, it's a question of Rantan. It's a question of Rantan. The Kol Shkitz, all the more so, That's great. She is about leva. The borrower should swear. She dacta geisa. Be more careful. They show them to swear in the truth. Kadesh leva sudden mava, so that the lender does not invalidate him. Kavdin takan l'ram. You think we remedy things that the deceiver should not get caught? Pchidim. We begin to say the chashin. No, we're just concerned the shema mashnias kalkal achrikain. Because no, maybe the security got ruined afterwards, and maybe he was right in the pricing. But b'yitzu lablaz, then he's going to spread rumors about him. Say, hey, you see, it's not the same amount that you said. A bishop nishvam is although he swore falsely. But I'm Cain, if that's the case, or I guess I'm a kamakam, my park, the son of Wazigmar, ask shortly, can Mr. Bey Malva, when the lender swears, Nami Latarch Laiva Valaisi, that, okay, the bar is going to go through the effort and bring it. Now, Yeshava Yaisa, it was worth more, I'm Cain Nishbala Shaka, because again, he's trying to show how he's right. So he swore falsely. So, yeah, great, the Koshkin is a Bishwasa, but sure you should be careful with this oath. You don't can't have this far in the skull, it's anything you mean more. So what's the concern over there? Great, let him swear. So the concern is just the Nirkam Shvulu Atala, it just looks like it's an oath vain because you didn't need it because the guy really had it. And that's why that's embarrassing. This is where Hekhash Adav Mizbar, where it becomes verified afterwards, it says, when the lender is going to produce the begotten, like, oh, it was the whole one big sham, it wasn't necessary to swear. But when we impose the oath on the lender, he's not going to swear, until he knows that he can't find it, that's not a thing. Then you're going to say, so why don't we consider this? And Perikol Nishban shows them in Dalim Beis and Nishban. But we go through a whole list of those who usually you swear and you get off. We have a list of those who swear and collect. So why don't you say this to us, where you see the collector swear? Because the likely we cannot say Tana B'Shai because oh we left some things out. Because the Eilikatani it says the word Eilu. Can tag Perikol with the condition like we attack in the first Perikadush. Now says I'm a Beis Gabe Eilu Manikolam. When we use the word Eilu, it means Dafka. So Yisrael says, "You can say yes, leichash of hasam." There we didn't count el isam. Only those in yechon lishava that cannot swear could go in gazlan, b'chayvul, someone that steals and injures the karma hadvam that it's recognizable. Kimin shenichnas shalom bebeisai. And the sky to do since he went in whole and he fought. V'yatzchavli when injured, shulchavli it's evident that he injured. And v'chim b'chem and the us regarding the case of let's say storekeeper in yechon lishava balabais. Don't want to can't swear. Sheni daya. And no second the problem because he doesn't know if the storekeeper gives his work. It's b'chin tzachar, so the case of a hired laborer. Shem balabayis yochel l'shava, the owner can't swear. We say the bishul tarbe file because he's busy with his workers. So when we have reasonings why we don't allow, either because suspect or because we're concerned that he's not really aware. So those are the ones. But here it's not anything wrong with the guy that we make another guy swear. So therefore that's not counted. My time and money now for that reason also, but my tzitzis on the ishti. When someone spends money on his wife's assets, I mean, Pekishish Nafalov, the Gemara tells us in Ksubita Payam and Aleph, Yeshua Kamahitzi Beitel, that he swears how much he spent and he collects. Why? That's also Nishba Benaitel, because the Inishi did Kamahitzi Bala, because she doesn't know how much he spent. And therefore, again, that's why she can't swear. But I will chashav la perikol nishban. So why didn't it say that case in perikol nishban? Because that's included in the same svara of the hired laborer case. But over here, alayli yochel lishava, he could swear the kimli tvim and mavi. He knows better than the lender. Actually, what's a chomim? Just to say, just didn't want to gzeir shem yitzal lavuchul. Like Gemara says, it's decreed because he might produce it and invalidate him. But that's why we don't mention over there because nothing wrong with him per se. I know it takes ksubis apim and after maskel shava and also by the pesach and based in maskel. Fail.